Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
This episode was brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Have you guys ever felt discomfort in your own body? For women over a certain age, you probably know what I'm getting at. Let's just say it together on the count of three.
In a pause.
I know. I'm really trying hard to destigmatize even my own thoughts around the word. Thank you, Naomi Watts, for helping us do that. You are incredible. I'm excited to talk to you guys about Hormone Harmony. It's not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. It's truly become a phenomenon, and women, including myself, cannot stop talking about it. It's literally all over social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony and is dedicated to making women's lives easier through science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. There is zero compromise when it comes to quality, and it really shows. Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called aptogen that help the body literally adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Maybe you've been experiencing horrible menopause symptoms, hearts racing, hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time. I've been there. Maybe even occasional bloating or gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, you know what I mean. And they're not just catering to women going through menopause, but really to women with any symptom of hormonal imbalances. The biggest benefit is just feeling like yourself again. And there are over 16,000 reviews to prove it. I'm so excited for our listeners. We got, for a limited time, 15% off your entire first order. You are going to love this company. HappyMammoth.com. That's HappyMammoth.com. Use code lipstick at checkout. I'm telling you, if you're having a hormonal imbalance, whatever age you are, check out HappyMammoth.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Have you ever manifested anything in your life, Amisha?
A very funny question you ask, because I have not, but this is the year of manifesting for me, I've determined.
Our guest, who we are really excited, and she actually has been hailed by Oprah as our new thought leader. She's a spiritual teacher and she is one of a kind. And we've been trying to make this happen here on Lipstick on the Rim. She's basically brought the idea of manifestation to the masses. She's the author of not one, but 9 best-selling books. 9. Like, I was reading them this morning and I loved this one. Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. I'm like, Emisha and I will be reading this after this podcast. In the past year, she has launched a coaching app. So now that we can have our very own spiritual coach anytime, she has an amazing weekly podcast, which you guys must listen to, called Dear Gabby. And we are so excited to have you, Gabby Bernstein. We're going to be discussing how to manifest everything you want and more. Emisha and I are massive fans. So is my producer, Elizabeth. We
Huge.
And we do believe in manifestation, even though we've, especially Emisha, has had like a tricky couple of years. But we are so excited to have you. And we're going to manifest everything good into our lives with you today.
You guys, I'm so happy to be with you.
First of all, we want to ask you how you became the person you are. How did you become this amazing spiritual teacher?
Oh, wow. Thanks. First of all, thank you for a beautiful intro. I love you guys. And it's always fun to be with folks who are really interested in this type of work and really practicing it in your own life. And I appreciate that greatly.
They really call you the queen of manifestation. They really do. They're like, when my producer were like, oh yeah, and she brought you up. She was like, yeah, she's the queen of manifestation. I'm like, okay, great. I need to meet this queen.
The queen. I like that name. The queen of manifestation. I'll take it.
You're just queen from now on. Just queen.
I'll take that too. But according to my 5-year-old son, he is the king. So, and he says, mommy, you're my queen. So that's quite nice.
From the mouth of babes.
Seriously. It's the best feeling ever. Well, I've been in this field for 18 and a half years, if you can believe it.
Wow.
When I was 25, I started off as a spiritual teacher. I've been a motivational speaker since I was 20. I had my first business, I had a PR company where I represented nightclubs in New York City. And a bit of a pivot, but it was an obvious pivot because in the 5 years that I ran my PR firm and I was really pushing and hustling in New York and doing that whole New York City scene, I, as you can imagine, was hooked into the party scene, hooked into the drug scene. And I was looking for my happiness and my self-worth in all the wrong places. I was looking for it in my relationships. I was looking for it in being the girl who could get past the velvet ropes. I was just searching. And as a result, got hit with a really nasty drug addiction, which was the best blessing of my life. I was addicted to cocaine at the time. And like I said, you know, really in that scene. And so as a result, I got sober at 25. I was one of those folks that got lucky enough to be able to say, okay, I'm going to walk myself in the door. I know that there's more than this. And I also at the time had these stacks of self-help books next to my bed. And I'd be in these after-hours parties with just God knows who. And I'd be looking at these books and I'd say, like, I'm going to be a self-help book author. And they'd be like, nice try. But I knew it. And even when I was in that dark place, I was still speaking publicly. I was going to universities and talking about marketing and talking about PR. And I was so lit up and alive in those experiences of being a public speaker that it became very clear to me that that was something that was calling me. And so upon getting sober at 25, not only did I make a commitment to get clean and sober, but I also made the commitment to really reclaim my spiritual roots. I'd been very spiritual as a child. My mom brought me to ashrams and taught me to meditate and gave me the gift of a mantra very early in my life. And so returning to that and committing my life to it. That's what happened when I was 25 years old.
Was there a moment that you woke up one day and were like, okay, this is where it all changes and I have to just go in a different direction?
There was literally a moment. So on October 2nd of 2005, I actually didn't wake up. I hadn't gone to sleep yet. And I was coming down from the night before and I'm on my knees in my studio apartment. And I'm just talking to a higher power that I didn't even know who I was talking to. I was like, universe, God, whoever is out there, I need a miracle. I heard an audible voice, an audible voice said to me, get clean and you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. that was the day I got sober. And I've been sober ever since, 18 and a half years now.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
I know, it's like you always wonder, that's the question I was going to ask, was there that moment? Was there that, okay, from this point on, like, that's incredible. I know it might be obvious to most, but can you actually define what manifestation actually is?
Yeah, and I don't know necessarily that it's so obvious to people, right? So I think people have, it's so in the zeitgeist right now that I think that so many people have these kind of ideas of manifesting being like playing tricks with the universe or doing something a million times or saying affirmation 1,000 times. And frankly, it's great that that's a trend. I love that. It's a beautiful trend to have. It's much better than some of the other trends we've had in the world, but it's not the core depth of what it means to manifest. And the reality is that we're all super attractors. I have a book called Super Attractor, and I believe that we're all super attractors. We all have a natural inheritance. We have a natural ability to attract into our life what it is that we believe. The problem is not that we don't know how to manifest or that we can't manifest. The problem is that we've built up the blocks to the presence of our awareness of our manifestation power, to the presence of our connection to joy and inner peace and a connection to feeling good and a connection to feeling worthy or believing that we are worthy of what we desire. And so all of the limiting beliefs and fear-based belief systems and protection mechanisms and all of the things that we've built up to survive in this world that we live in have actually been blocking our manifesting power. But here's the good news. Our manifesting power never left us. We are all super attractors. It's not gone anywhere. It's just that we have to remember to tune into it.
What's the easiest way you suggest someone starts to tap into that power? Like, what is like baseline?
I mean, baseline is like listening to this conversation, right? Baseline is someone who's saw the reel on Instagram of us talking about manifesting and said, oh, that's something I'm interested in. I want to know more. I'm going to listen. Now I'm 10 minutes in and I'm going to keep listening. Baseline. You started. Because any change and any internal shift has to start with your commitment to the willingness to seek it. Yeah. If you're not...
You think that's the first step, willingness to seek it.
Openness, yeah.
Always.
Can I ask you one question and to kind of get a little bit more macro? Like, do you have to know exactly what you're manifesting?
No, I think that the first thing I want to really emphasize is that you can manifest. You are a super attractor. It's not something that's outside of you. It's something that's inside of you, and you've built up these blocks against it. When you start to work on yourself and release those blocks and adjust your belief system, you manifest what you believe. So, of course, if you have a single pointed focus and you're like, I want to manifest a romantic relationship. Okay, so yes, you can focus on it. Yes, you can align with the feelings of love and romance. Yes, you can bring more romance into your friendships and get your energy all high vibe. And all of this will work. But at the end of the day, if you don't believe you're worthy of that relationship, you can manifest it, but you will not keep it. So the real secret to manifesting is often to forget what you think you need and get back into alignment with how you want to feel. Mm-hmm. Because the only way that we can really change the belief patterns that hold us back is by really claiming how we want to feel and noticing how we genuinely want to feel on the inside. So there's a lot of tools and tips I could give you. It's like, okay, meditate on the feeling. I mean, I'll give you a bunch of them today.
Okay, but great.
At its core, and I don't want to sound too heady here, but at its core, you manifest what you believe and what you believe you will receive. So it's not about, let me go like, you know, think it 1,000 times. It's about, let me heal the core beliefs within me so that I can be completely in alignment with what it is that I desire.
I'm hoping we're coming to the end of cold and flu season now that it's almost March. And actually, I've been in really good health ever since taking Armora Colostrum. We typically think vitamin C is the answer, and maybe it is for our face. It truly is, but not really necessarily for our immunity. As someone who is in a household with three small children, a husband, two dogs, and a bearded dragon, where there are germs literally everywhere, I try to do everything I can not to get sick. So what is Armour colostrum? It's the first nutrition we receive in life. It's an exclusive source of all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. It harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers to defend against harmful particles from the environment that can trigger inflammation and really make you sick. Here's what's interesting about Armour. In clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. 3 times. It's sustainably sourced. It's bioactive, whole food, not a supplement. I take 3 to 4 scoops a day only with cold liquids or foods. Sometimes I dry scoop it into my mouth, which is really incredible for the oral microbiome. By strengthening my immune system, I really have been able to see the benefits from Armour colostrum that I'm loving. It's helped me with my metabolism, hair growth, skin radiance. And I also feel more energized during a workout and better, honestly, in recovery mode. I was getting so many ads on Instagram, I had to give it a try. And honestly, it hasn't disappointed. We've worked out a special offer for our audience. You guys are going to receive 15% off your first order. Try armour.com/lipstick. Enter code LIPSTICK to get 15% off your first order. That's TryArmra.com/lipstick. Hair loss affects over 80 million Americans. In fact, it's so common by the age of 35, 2/3 of men will actually experience some form of hair loss. And it's not just men. 40% of Americans who experience hair loss are women. I've talked about this at great length, but my hair has never really been the same since giving birth to my kids. Thanks, guys. As you know, for those of you who have experienced hair thinning, it's very emotional. It can really take a toll on your self-esteem. I've recently turned to Divi, which I've been absolutely loving. It's great for those with hair shedding, thinning due to stress, postpartum, menopause, or any medical-related condition, which there are a lot of. Or maybe if your scalp has a lot of product or oil buildup, maybe you're dealing with dry scalp or wear a tight hairstyle. Okay, don't judge me because I have one now. Basically, anyone looking to start a healthy scalp routine, this is for you. And if you're looking to take back control of your hair health, but aren't sure where to start, Divi is the perfect place. The scalp serum. It's amazing. It improves the appearance of breakage, nourishes hair follicles, and removes product and oil buildup, which is so important. Some key ingredients that we're loving: copper, tripeptide-1, caffeine, tea tree oil, amino acids, and hyaluronic acid. And I have to say, that's what I love about this brand. Divi has the best ingredients. Do you want to take back control of your hair and scalp health? Do it with clean, science-backed ingredients. We have a special offer for our listeners. Go to diviofficial.com/LOTR or enter LOTR at checkout. You guys are going to get 20% off your first order. That's diviofficial.com/LOTR for 20% off your first order.
Is it the kind of like the laws of attraction, to your point? You wrote a book, but like, I think I have a theory with my own father. My father's always been very negative and sort of has always believed negative things would happen. And negative things did happen. Because I think it's like that you attract, to your point, what you believe, good or bad, right? Is that sort of, it's like you have
That's
to
exactly
internally
right.
believe what you want to happen. And then it's you attract not, it.
I think that your father's negative sort of fault finding, let's call it, never really put him in a high vibration. It didn't put him in a solution seeking mindset. It didn't bring his energy to a high vibe. It maybe deflected opportunities. I don't want to speak for his specific issue, but let's just say somebody's walking around the world and they're like really negative. Okay, well, do you want to hire that person? No. Do you want to date that person? No. Do you want to have sex with that person? No. Do you want to bring support into their life? No. Is there low vibe energy creating more conflict in their life? Yes. Is it potentially even affecting their physical experience? Mm-hmm. Yes. So these are all sort of very clear definitions of how your low vibe energy is attracting its likeness. Now, same goes with your high vibe energy and your high vibe thinking. If you're in a belief system of, yes, I am totally worthy of that, then it will be. And I am a full-blown test. I can testify to that fully, right? Here I was 25 years old, strung out on drugs, and 18 years later, living a life beyond my wildest dreams, able to manifest anything I desire. I really can. Does that mean that bad things won't happen to me? No. I've had my many experiences of hardship throughout my life, big time. But have I been a solution seeker? Yes. Have I had a spiritual foundation to help guide me through that? Yes. Have I had a strong intention and intuition? Yes. And so with that recipe of a strong spiritual foundation, leaning into positive thinking as just your natural, it's a habit that over time mm-hmm. becomes very natural for you. Being someone who has committed my life to personal development and personal growth, I've put myself to a place where I am absolutely in alignment with that super attractor energy, attracting the things that I need and desire and believe in. And at the same time, also being prepared when things don't go well. You know, 3 years ago, I carried a baby for almost 6 months and I had to let that baby go. It was a baby I worked really hard on IFS to get that one embryo. And it's one of those experiences that I wouldn't wish upon anybody. But the beauty of it was that I could, about a month out, look at my life and say, holy shit, this is your spiritual practice in action. Mm-hmm. You're living something that you wouldn't wish upon anyone, but your spiritual practice is holding you like a pillow. And my faith held me like a pillow. And I was able to immediately see within months the great gifts that that baby brought to me, even though I wasn't able to birth him completely. And so,
how do you not let fear get in the way?
It's all about transforming your fear into faith. I wrote a book called The Universe Has Your Back. It's my most popular book. People all throughout the world have read this book. The subtitle is Transform Fear into Faith. How do you do that? Well, first read that book. And I'm not selling the book. I will give it to anybody that writes in. Just read the book. And in that book, I give stories of spiritual connection, what it means to believe in a higher power, what it means to believe in guidance beyond your physical sight, what it means to tap into that guidance and ask for signs and take spiritually aligned action. So if you're in a place of fear and you choose to strengthen your faith and strengthen your intentions and only take action from that place of strong faith and intention, you can trust that that action will have an impact. And really seeing relationships as assignments and really recognizing all of these different ways that fear has been a storyline that you've built up from your childhood to the present. And if you transform that fear into a faith of your own understanding, right? In the book, I help people write a faith statement, commit to what that means to them. Strengthening your faith in the non-physical, strengthening your faith in your own energy, strengthening your faith in the power of your beliefs, strengthening your faith in the power of your intentions is the way to not overcome fear, but to soften it.
There's something sort of, I think, personally freeing when you hand yourself over, because I think we live in a society that is so, we want to control everything, right? We want mm-hmm. to feel like we have that power. And if you go through something where you feel very powerless, the only strength you have, I went through it myself, was you hand yourself over. It's freeing, scary as shit, but also like you realize I don't control much, you know, and it is, I think we would find so many people happier and more content when they want to control less and just understand that there's very little we have control over. Like I can control what I put on in the morning, but I can't control what my day is going to be like.
That's right. I feel that there's, when I said earlier that the secret to manifesting is to forget what you think you need. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, yes, you could focus on your desire or you could, you know, but if you start to let go of what you think you need and you are so aligned with what you want to feel, how you want to be, and you give it over on a day-to-day basis, saying, thank you, universe, for taking this from me. Thank you for revealing to me what is of the highest good for all. These actions of those are prayers. They put you in a whole different life that you would never have imagined. I mean, I live my life that way, and as much as I possibly can, I give it over and give it over and give it over. And it's such a freeing feeling. And the more you practice it, the more it becomes the natural state of surrender. But there's a chapter in The Universe Has Your Back, with which is, if you think, when you think you've surrendered, surrender more. Because
what does that mean? How do you put that into practice?
Yeah.
Giving it over. So you said you went through a difficult time. And in that time, that's the most difficult times in our life, the times when we're brought to our knees, we're, you know, getting sober, or we're going through a loss, or we're having something not so great happen in our life. Those are often the moments of cracking open. This is like the Rumi quote says, the wound is the place where the light enters you. So when you have those moments of being able to look at your life and say, well, this isn't working, those are the cracking open, because that's when you say, well, I might as well pray. let me see if there's some support beyond me.
Yeah.
Because whatever I've been doing isn't working, right? And all of those moments in my life when I've had those surrenders have always been the next level of my spiritual growth. The experience of, but when you think you surrendered, surrender more, right? So you had this beautiful experience of surrender. And then when things get good, you can just go back to trying to control everything. Mm-hmm. What if you woke up every day and surrendered more and surrendered more? And the simplicity there is just every morning, just say, thank you, universe, for guiding me towards what is the highest good for all. What is of the highest good for all? If you said that instead of, you know, thank you for bringing me my exact relationship in this way at this time, blah, blah, blah. And here's a silly example, but you guys have kids, so you understand what I'm talking about. The getting your kid into the right path with their school, even early on, like, you know, 5, 6, right? My son's in one school and we've been looking at another school that could potentially change the trajectory of his life if you put him in whichever direction. My husband and I were kind of like, you know, we're doing exploration, but getting a little bit heady about like, well, what if this one doesn't, what if we can't get in there, or what if this? And I just said to my husband, well, if he doesn't get in there, it's because he's not supposed to be there. And I just looked at Zach and his whole face just relaxed. And everything just fell into place. Because this is the other thing I'll tell you. If you're supposed to be there, you're going to get in there whether you like it or not. It's going to happen.
Rejection is protection.
My God, can I just have you with me all the time?
Yeah, can we just put you in our pocket?
I'm getting you both in there.
I'm getting the Gabby app as soon as
I'll
we
get
hang
you
out.
I'm getting the right Gabby app. This. I can talk to you all day long. I'm in your pocket all day long.
And we are both really positive people. I mean, she might be more positive than me right now, but it's more than being positive. It's setting those intentions. And when you set those intentions and you're clear about it, give me an example on, set a couple of intentions for us.
Well, I think that I believe in lots of little right actions.
Okay.
And when I first got clean and sober, there was a guy called Joel, and he was like 10 years sober. He had this like big career, nice apartment. He was a bit older than I was. And I was like, dude, how did this all happen? And he said to me, lots of little right actions. And that completely changed my life. That totally turned my world upside down, because at this point I realized, well, okay, I am not trying to do it all overnight. I don't have to focus on being sober in 20 years. I can focus on being sober today. And so what I would say to both of you is, and that's why I created my app, because I wanted people to be able to take one small action daily. Even just opening the app and listening to the daily affirmation. So there's a daily an affirmation. We're making actually like a card pull where you can pull your own card. And when you open it, you have this moment of just reflection. You can look at that affirmation. You can listen to it. Just doing that in the morning is a small action towards your desire, towards feeling better.
You said your mom taught you early on your mantra. And I would love to, you don't have to tell us what it was, but how do you suggest that we do the same with our own? I have three little girls and I love nothing more than teaching them to sort of rely on their own power.
Well, I'm putting some stuff in there for kids too. So there's something I'll teach you for your kids today. For me, my mom was part of the Siddha Yoga movement, which was led by a woman called Guru Mai. And I would go to the ashram to visit her when she was in the States. And my mom would go into her bedroom all stressed out and come out completely different. You know, I'd smell the incense and hear the music and she'd come out different. And when I was struggling with anxiety and depression when I was in high school, I'd said to my mom, like, what do? I need that thing that you're doing. And so she taught me her mantra, which was the Siddha Yoga mantra, so hum, so hum. And in my meditation, I would repeat so hum, so hum. And within a few weeks of practicing that, I started to really know that I had a connection beyond my physical sight, and that I could really ground myself with that practice. Now, in the relationship to your children, so maybe you're not like my mom, but you are a spiritual mom. So here's a beautiful tool you can give them. This is a mudra and a mantra. So the mudra is when you create that energy stimulation by pointing your thumb to your pointer finger, your thumb to your middle finger, your thumb to your ring finger, and your thumb to your pinky finger. And then with that, you say the mantra, peace begins with me.
Oh, I love, I'm going to cry.
Begins me.
Oh, I love that.
Take it with you wherever you go. Give it to your girls. Peace begins with me. And it's beautiful because these little points just stimulate your nervous system. Mm-hmm. The mantra moves you. And you could do it anywhere.
And did you then?
Okay, I'm signed up. I've got the app. I've paid the money. I've subscribed. I've already put all my information.
I wish you had waited about 20 minutes and I could have given it.
No, it's all right. I'll pay for it. I love it. Bought the whole full year. $199. I got you.
I just went in and got it. I mean, your people could try it for free too. You can go to DearGabby.com.
No, I already paid. I didn't even do the free trial. $7.99. We're good.
I mean, well, that means, you know, you're really ready for it. I would have.
Wait, what is it?
Peace begins with me.
Now that you're in the app, Molly, here we go. Ready? There's a section called the Get Gabby section with, I think both of you are going to just jam with this because if you tap into the Get Gabby section, let me see if I can pull it up.
I've got to download the app now. Hold on.
I had to do the set time for your daily practice. Hold
She's
on,
all in it right now. Oh my God, I wanted to give it to both of you. I'll give you the future of it.
Okay.
Now, and anyone listening, go to deargabby.com/app and you can try 7 days free. And that 7-day free trial is like a jump start into it. Okay. Let's now discuss what you would do when you get into the Get Gabby section. Inside this one section, there is all the little bitty things that anyone, especially people who are kind of newly developing their spiritual practice, all the little bitty things that you would want. So you go into Get Gabby and I'm going to play it. Oh, wait, guys, look at the affirmation today. So the affirmation, I'm going to read it to you. So if I press play on it.
Miracles are happening for me now.
There's your affirmation for the day. I just played it for you.
Oh, I love that.
Head in.
I'm going to do
miracles
it.
Miracles are happening for me now.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. I am in, you guys, I am in. This is current time. Miracles are happening to me right now.
So cute.
I'm in too. Peace, I got it.
Peace begins with me.
And that little mudra and mantra is inside of this little Get Gabby section. So this is the place I think you would love. You get weekly coaching, but then inside the Get Gabby, if you click that little tab at the bottom, it says Get Gabby. Uh-huh. You can see here, if you're super anxious, 2 minutes, I've got you. Can't sleep, 3 minutes, I've got you.
Oh my God. I'm going to like, I love this. Super anxious, 2 minutes. Can't sleep, 3 minutes. Angry or hurt, 2 minutes. I might need more of that. Stuck in negative thoughts, 2 minutes. Need a miracle, 1 minute. Can't make a decision, 1 minute. Super triggered, need a confidence boost.
There's feeling a manicure unsafe. Meditation there.
Oh my God, I love it. There's a manicure meditation, releasing judgment.
Oh my God. When you say manicure is when I'm getting my manicure, I can just listen.
When you're getting your manicure, I made you a meditation to listen to.
Oh my God,
because
I love it.
Because you know
I'm
what?
Dumb, I'm mad I'm doing that.
Because how many of us are sitting there? That's our downtime. For so many of us, we're so busy. That's our downtime. We're just busy. looking at our phones. And what are we doing when we're looking at our phones? We are so stressed out. I did this app one time. I don't remember what it was called, but it was like this thing that can look at your heart rate variability and it can kind of measure your nervous system a little bit. And you would have to breathe to get into this green zone. But if you started getting a little stressed out, it would go into the red zone. So I was manipulating it, like breathing and feeling really calm, and I was in the green. My phone buzzed. And the second the buzz of a notification hit my phone, it went right into the red zone, like instantly into the red zone. So if we're going to use our phone for good, right? Mm-hmm. Use the Gabby app.
Okay. What role does gratitude play in the manifestation process, and how can we cultivate that in a right mindset? And also, what advice would you give to those who've attempted manifestation but claim it hasn't worked? There's a two-parter.
Okay. So gratitude is such a beautiful, quick pivot into what I call alignment. Okay. So alignment is feeling good. Alignment is attuning with the higher frequencies of the energy that is available to us, right? So we've heard that, you know, like your dad was in the sort of a low vibration. Now, if he sat around a table with his family and everybody was sharing their gratitudes and he could tap into that for a moment, it would change his energy.
Yeah.
And so when we focus on what we do have, we create more of what we want. We create more of what we want. And so by focusing on and appreciating, there's a great appreciation meditation in the app that I think you guys would love, and gratitude practices. But when we're in a point of appreciation and we're so grounded in that truth of what's thriving in our life, then we feel good. And in that place of feeling good, we're much more gentle to our family, to our children, to our spouse. We show up to, so my team, we do a Monday call every Monday with the whole team. Everybody's virtual, but we're all around the world. And we join and we start with gratitudes. And why? Because let's celebrate the things that are working first, right? Before I start breathing down everybody's neck about what's not working, let's start with, and frankly, we don't even do that anymore. It's all working. It's good. But start with gratitude. I mean, I lead a team. Let's begin the week with our gratitudes. Which puts everybody into a little bit of a connection. You get to learn more about the people that you work with remotely, into what is thriving, and focus on it.
Okay. Common misconceptions for people who feel like they've been manifesting and it's not coming through.
Yeah. Okay. So those folks typically are doing something that I call manic manifesting. This is one angle, right? This is one way that you're trying really hard, but it's not working. And the word trying is the operative word, because when you're like, I'm doing all the meditations and I'm listening to all the affirmations and I'm following this person and that person and I've listened to that podcast and I'm going to the yoga class and I'm put my vision board up. Now, that energy is what? Like, it's kind of thirsty, right? It's like a little needy, raspy. Now, is that sexy energy? Is that attractive energy? This is the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Seems a little desperate.
Yeah. It's desperate.
Desperate. Exactly, yeah. So if you're trying to attract that partner, that ain't sexy. If you're trying to attract that career path, it's not going to, that vibration that you show up with, or even the email that you send to the potential employer, it's coming with a thirsty vibe. And I got to tell you, I get a lot of emails from people seeking employment. I can feel in 3 seconds if somebody's just like not totally attuned to their truth, if they're trying too hard, if they're thirsty. Sorry, that's such a like phrase or whatever.
But it's so accurate.
Thirsty. That's such a good word.
Really
thirsty.
Is.
Thirsty.
So that's the manic manifesting. In fact, I address it all the way at the beginning of Super Attractor, all about like what it means to be a manic manifestor, how it's blocking you. Another way that we block too, though, is that when we judge, right? So judging others, judging ourselves is a huge block to our manifesting power. And really focusing on lack. That's where the gratitude and appreciation comes in.
When it comes to hair and good hair, how can we not mention Jennifer Aniston in the same sentence? I've been obsessed with her hair care line, Lola V, ever since she launched a few years ago. Us women put our hair through the wringer, from coloring to heat to styling to stress. aging, the list goes on and on. It starts to take a toll, and it's crucial to have products in your arsenal that not only repair the look of damage, but also shield from future harm. Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers and some of my absolute favorites. The Glossing Detangler and the Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner are incredible. The Detangler is great for your kids. It's especially great here in California where the water is really bad and leaves your hair incredibly dry and hard to brush. I am in New York City recording this ad. I have my L'Olivie. I have my Detangler. I have my Leave-In Conditioner. What makes the line a little different is what Jennifer Aniston really set out to do, to create a line with really good ingredients. Everything is naturally derived, plant-based. There are no silicones, sulfates, parabens, gluten, and everything cruelty-free and vegan too. The in-shower trio, it's pretty amazing. It makes your showers feel like a spa experience. I also recommend the lightweight hair oil, which is truly one of a kind. And it's one of the best hair oils I've tried in a really long time. It doesn't leave your hair greasy at all. It adds moisture. It adds shine. Honestly, it's one of the best hair oils I've ever tried. Unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive. That's right. Just giving us 15% off your entire order when you use code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's 15% off your order, L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code LIPSTICK. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discount can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show. Please support Jennifer and tell them that LIPSTICK on the Rim, we sent you. We throw around the world athleisure a lot, or loungewear. It's sort of just become the words that have entered the zeitgeist when it comes to building a wardrobe filled with casual, easy pieces. Well, I'm going to say I have a new one for you that I can't really believe that I'm going to take credit for, but restwear. That's right, restwear. Macy's newest restwear brand, State of Day, follows you from sunrise to slumber and all the moments in between. No matter what state that you might find yourself in, both mentally and geographically, they have you covered. So what state are you in? Going straight from your morning cup of coffee to walking the dogs like I do, just throw on a cozy cardigan. Hop on a two-hour Zoom that turns into 6 hours. State of Day has the coziest separates and outfits that you guys are going to be obsessed with. Their essentials, PJs, tees, robes, cardigans, silky sets, more monochromatic. It's the perfect wear-at-home clothing just meant to fully feel indulgent. Sure, there are some pieces you can sell up a bit, but think of this as your at-home wardrobe meant to be worn from the comforts of your sofa. I'm going to take you through some of my favorites from the collection. On the pajama front, I am loving their short sleeve and short set in the textural animal print. It's so good. I'm a big robe person, so their long sweater knit layering robe is a must. I love that it has pockets. You guys, I can't wait for you to explore all the pieces. Plus, they make really good gifts. So add to your wish list ASAP. Check out State of Day at Macy's.com/State of Day. You are going to be obsessed with this brand.
I'm looking at your app, and now that I've delved into it, I see start journaling. Create a new entry to write in your secure journal. And I free writing for 5 minutes or more, allow your subconscious thoughts to pour onto the page, gratitude list. Sometimes it feels awkward, right? Like you have all these thoughts in your head, but then to like write it down. How do you tell someone to sort of just start and like, don't hold back, get out of their own way? Because sometimes I think we're our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like say you're a girl, you're late 30s, you're freaking out like that. This was me, just for the record. You're freaking out that you're never going to meet someone and it hasn't happened. And your mom, who's like never really said anything, is starting to kind of worry because a lot of girls feel the maternal time clock. Mm-hmm. How do you, to not be thirsty, to not be desperate, like mm-hmm. how would you say for one to kind of look at that and start? If we're going to kind of start over.
Yeah. I'd say a lot of my audience is in that demographic that you've just described.
Yeah.
And I work with so many women in this phase. And so the messages to them are, focus on how you want to feel. Your number one daily devotion is to focus on feeling good. It's the girl in the room who's happy that is the absolute magnet for that man, whoever he may be. And so if you're doing all the things and on all the apps and you're not having fun on those apps and you're like pissed off that you're on the app, get off the app for a month, reset, and get back on. I saw a girlfriend of mine who's in her late 30s. She's the waitress at the local, right here in the West Village where I go to my local restaurant, right? And I'm sitting here in the restaurant and I see her and she's like, Gabby, and she like has the app and she follows me. And she's like, Gabby, I'm still in single and blah, blah. And I look at her and I'm like, mama, get back on the app. And she goes, well, I hate the app. So I was like, have you tried Bumble? She's like, oh yeah, that's the one where I can choose. She goes, well, that feels a little bit better. Like I can choose. And I said, there's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. That feels a little bit better and I can choose. And I said, okay, you lean into that, mama, right? That app feels good. This is my big shout out for Bumble. I love my Bumble sisters. And you get yourself into a place that feels good for you. And you're going to feel good about the fact that you have more choice, that it's an app made for women. But this is just one example. So leaning into what feels good. And even if it's as simple
as— Isn't that life though? Leaning in to feeling what's good.
That's
attraction.
You'd hope that that's where people would be.
Well, Emma Shaw always says, like, she was the best dater of all time. Like, I was so jealous. Like, she was, like, she could, like, dump anyone, get dumped, be like, yeah, this is amazing. And, like, I'm, like, in a deep, dark place in the corner in a fetal position. But she would attract, like, she'd be like, moving on. Like, and I'm like, how do you move on so quickly? You're very good at that.
I'm a happy person at the core. And I think that's just always been my personality. I can have like the worst shit happen to me. And I'm like, well, I'm still like, put a smile on my face. Not fake. It's just, that's my personality. Unfortunately, I probably should be a little more depressed at times, but I do think that like the laws of attraction there, it's like, I have friends who are stunning and like should have had a lot more dates than me, you know, but were more secluded or in the corner or giving off that energy of like, don't talk to me. I've got a wall up. And I was like, hey, I'll talk to this wall. Like if it'll, if it's there, I'll talk to it. But I think for me, it's the manifesting part. I think I have like the laws of attraction part. I like can wrap my head around, but meditation and manifesting are something that I have literally, I kept saying to Molly when we were talking about having you on, I'm like, I have followed Gabby for a long time and I'm obsessed with it. I want to get to know how to do it. And it feels like something that should be so much more instinctual than like a process, but it is a process. And I think it's just getting kind of out of your comfort zone. Like, I want to learn how to meditate. I don't ever think I have enough time in the day to meditate. So what do you say to
now
someone?
Now you do. You have 2 minutes, right?
It's prioritizing self, which I think as mothers, we very often don't do, right? And like we become martyrs too. And that sort of, I hate when I say that because I sound like a martyr. But in the morning I wake up and I'm like, I've got my 4-year-old in bed like this, you know, she's at my face.
Oh, I am very familiar.
Yeah, I had a foot and I literally, like, I'm like, he's going to knock out my teeth. Great.
I worry every day.
Perpendicular. Yeah. I'm like, I had to turn his physical body and then I kind of pushed him off and he just scrambled right back up like I'm a
eating
blanket.
We all have 4 and 5 year olds. It's like,
no,
it's
don't
like
worry.
Literally
my
11
year old
elephants
does it too, so.
Coming into the room at the highest speed ever with a sledgehammer about to break your nose. And the thing, I think this is a great example that you're giving. So I know that morning isn't going to be the time for me to meditate anymore because of this human that's now in my life. It used to be my big morning of meditation. And so what can I do? So I will wake up to the thunderstorm of Oliver coming into my bed. And I can bring him into the process. So at the very least, we'll listen to the affirmation. Like, what's our affirmation for today? And then he'll, you know, scream at me while I'm like brushing my teeth to go downstairs and have milk or whatever. And the best spiritual practice in those moments I have found is to commit to whatever it is that you're doing in that moment. So mm-hmm. if you resist, what you resist is going to just create more resistance. So if we do not have the, you know, freedom to create that space right then and there, then we have options, right? One, we can get up before them, or two, we can roll with their flow and then create that space later in the day. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't have to be, even if you just listen to the affirmation in the morning, it can, and do it with the kids, it can just set you up in a different energy too.
I love that. I'm going to do that, especially for Brooks. Like he would love that.
I love ending the day. What we do is we say our prayers at night. And I always say to my girls, you know, at the end of it, I go, what are we grateful for?
Yep.
And I think that's something that, you know, and there's some days where it just rolls off their tongue. Like they don't bat an eyelash. Like I'm grateful for, I got a great play date with my friend today and da, 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 da. But I think that's to me so important to instill at such a young age to be like,
it is
gratitude.
Oh yeah.
Everything.
So there's this great method of this game by these spiritual teachers, Abraham Hicks, and it's called the appreciation game. Mm. And you can sit around the table, right? And you can be like, and I do it with my husband. It's really great. I appreciate you for setting up the audio today and fixing the lights and giving me your earbuds and helping me be seamless here. And I appreciate you for being so tidy. I'm just now appreciating my husband. I appreciate you for the insane flowers you got me yesterday, early Valentine's Day. Get, you know, just how, like, I mean, can you see that I'm starting to feel awesome just in being in that? Like, I'm looking at these lilies that he put together in this, like, really epic, I got to show you guys, in this super, like, beautiful. So he did this, like, super arty thing with the lilies because they were in with the roses, but the roses look better on their own. And so then he tossed the lilies in there. You know, it's just like, but just looking at those lilies, I'm like, oh my God, I love you and I appreciate you so much. And it puts me into such a good energy. And then, of course, it'll change our entire day. So yeah. It's called the appreciation game, where you're just going to reach and reach and reach for something new to appreciate. So you guys can
and
do
I
it.
Think, I think we, I've been doing that more, like, because I'm like, oh, I got feedback. I'm like, oh, I don't know if they think that I appreciate that. I'm like, well, of course I appreciate that. But if, instead of saying, of course I appreciate that, then actually expressing, Emisha, I really appreciate, you know, you talking to me the other day, and or I really appreciate all the work you've done. Like, just really going the extra mile and actually saying it, not just, because that kind of caught me off guard. I was like, God, of course I appreciate you. Like, I appreciate all the hard work you've done. Like, but maybe I haven't acknowledged that enough. You know, it's nice to be appreciated. It's nice. It just is.
Yeah. And it's also, to your point, I think it makes you feel good. Like you were lighting up because you're like, oh, like I'm worthy of it as well. And it's nice to spread that love. Right. So,
right.
And I guess to your point, this is all coming together. It's like my like mind is like, poo, poo, poo. That then attracts more joy, right? And more good things. Cause now saying, all right, see, I'm ready to rock and roll with it.
You know what? I'm 40, 50, but as I've gotten older, I've definitely, and I don't like change, even though change has been some of the best things that's ever happened to me. But I will say things ending, I've always had, you know, someone leaving my company, or I'm always like, oh God, like I take it so, but I've tried to change my mindset about that in terms of like, if it's not working, it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's okay. It doesn't have to be like, I'm devastated for a year. You know, I tend to like, you know, like, oh, I don't want her to leave, or like, I don't want, you
what
know
do
what
I always
mean?
Tell
like,
you? What do I always tell you?
You tell me a lot of things.
I always say the best thing comes after. It's always worked out for the better. Always. I believe in that. I really do. I've tried
not to get hung up on it. And also, and I've always been motivating when someone leaves. Like, I actually want them to do well as well, right? For the most part, like, I've set aside my own, like, oh my God, I want her to stay so bad so she won't leave. But it's not, you know what I mean? Like, you get into these, like, and I've really tried to take a step back and be like, no. It might come back. We might work together again. But for right now, we have to change things, right? Like, I'm doing
better with that. Right. And I think also just running a business is a real spiritual practice. Running a team is like going to like the universe's AP class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big assignment. Because you're responsible for people and you're managing and there's a lot of different people's parts of people that all come up and get really messy. And so that's where I think the appreciation and the gratitude can really support you, because and clarity. So these are all spiritual principles, right? So clarity, this is how I run my business. This is great for running a family or anything. Clarity, a shared yes, everybody's on the same page. Transparency, so being able to see what people are doing, question what's happening, and they can do the same for you. Clarity being, you know, let's talk, let's have a review, let's have a conversation, let's talk in the moment when something's not working. And then appreciation. Yeah. Because even the folks who have worked for me that were not getting the job done that I wanted or whatnot, when they would leave or when it would end, I would be able to get back into that state. Now, I mean, I'm happy to say that a lot of those woes that I had with like those people management woes are healed, because I've just so deeply committed to what I put out and then expecting my worth reflected back to me.
By the way, I've taken 9,000 notes. Same. I'm like, there's nothing left on my piece of paper. That's what I say. We go to university every day. What has been the biggest learning in your career?
The people parts, the managing people. It's the hardest. It has been. It's not anymore. It has been the absolute hardest part of running a business. And
it's so hard.
It is, but it's truly a full reflection of your own internal belief systems about yourself, right? I have done a tremendous amount of personal development. And in the last year in particular, I really skyrocketed this work. And so for me, healing the core belief within me that believe that if I don't do it, nobody else will, which is a belief that I was brought up with. It was a belief that, you know, as a child, I experienced abuse as a child. I had very sort of parents that were not really were parenting me really, right? And so I had a lot of like, I got to do it all. So of course that's going to carry all the way into my 40s. And, you know, 44 now, and I'm looking at my, you know, life, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do it all anymore. Yeah. I shouldn't be doing it all anymore. And so by going in and saying, I'm not going to blame them, I'm going to go in and I'm going to heal that within myself, and doing a deep dive into the therapy journey of healing that core belief system, coming out the other side, genuinely believing in my worth and expecting it to be reflected back to me, that all set in massively in December. January 1st, I let go of 10 people. Oh, and, but God. It was a gift to them and it was a gift to me, because it was saying to them, I love you and I really appreciate you, but this actually isn't what I need. And it's not necessarily what I want anymore, because for, you know, it's easy to say like, you, the more you hire people, the less you know about what's happening. Right. And so then I said, I only want to work with VPs and some one or two junior people. And I want everybody to do all their work. So if I'm willing to get into Canva and make something, I want my senior leaders to do the same. I want everybody to be
class. I think that too. Like, I would rather give someone more responsibility, right? This is where I think like little, you do this a little bit, like, and you're like, no, give them something to own, right? Because if not, it just, you kind of don't know who's doing what, and they don't know who's doing what and their jobs and roles and responsibilities and boundaries. I mean, I have all my team here looking at me like hi guys. We're doing therapy right now.
Clarity and shared,
I'm going to be a better boss.
Transparency and appreciation.
Okay, what is it? It's clarity, shared yes, transparency, appreciation.
Yeah, so for your team who's listening right now, when Molly comes to you and she says, I actually want to see exactly what you're working on, and I want to see it laid out, and I want to know what the struggles are, what the benefits are, and I want to have that full-blown explanation. Know that that's for your highest and best. Because if Molly knows and the rest of the team has that transparency and everybody's on a shared yes, then no one's running around like a chicken with their head cut off. No one's being like, so-and-so did it. I didn't do it. And pointing fingers.
Yeah, everyone had that last week. We didn't have a shared yes. Let me tell you. It was fun. But we got through it. Now we have a shared yes. Well, even with manifestation, I mean, starting this company 3 years ago, like where I've come from and where I am now, like, You know, I did 2 years of it without anyone else but one girl who works for me now still. And where I've become and saying like, oh, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Oh, they're smarter than me. They know they're in, my partners are in the beauty company. And you can ask Emisha how far I have come in terms of, no, I might not, it might not be right, but this is, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're steadfast in knowing what.
I'm better. I'm steadfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because what you don't know, you don't know. So you're trying to work with people who like, okay, they've been in the business for 20 years. And you're like, okay, but then at your soul, you're like, I don't know. And when we launched in April of last year, you know, I manifested the company, right? I manifested like, I mean, I was super scared. I don't think I've ever prayed so much in my life besides another time, but I was like, please, God, please. But, you know, after working so hard and representing so many other companies my whole life, I was like, let's take a chance on me.
Go, you know? Girl. Yes.
Go, girl. But, oh my God, I don't want you to leave. We do a little rapid fire on Lipstick on the Rim. Favorite thing about New York?
Oh, shopping.
I know.
I think it's just that I like the experience of like walking to Soho and like going into my favorite stores. And I do it during the week when no one else is shopping. And it's just like a nice experience.
What's the best part about your job?
Helping so many people. I love people so much.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
I would 100% be like a CMO publicist, like super CMO. I'm so damn good at PR and marketing. If I love something, oh my God, I could sell anything that I love.
Have you met me?
yeah, we are all going to be best friends. Okay, along with Victoria Beckham. Okay, what's one beauty product you can't live without?
Oh, Beckham, there you go. You just teed me up for it. The Kajal liners.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, they're so good.
What's your most used emoji?
That's a good question. The hands in the air.
Call, text, or FaceTime?
Call.
Yeah, we're call too.
Because we're so...
But only each other. I don't like to talk to
you. Yeah, we don't call.
No, I'm still a caller though. Like if I have to deal with something that's important, I call.
Yeah.
I call.
Yeah.
Everybody else is text. Like I'm like...
I think it's our generation for sure. We're callers.
Next place you want to travel?
We go now each summer to Portugal. So that's... We are going. So I'm going. And I'm going to say it's my favorite place to go in the summertime. Portugal. Mm-hmm. Now, where do I want to go? I'd like to go to Japan.
It's amazing.
I want to go. I haven't been. I'll go with you.
Let's go.
What is one beauty treatment you're dying to try?
Okay. Morpheus, the laser.
Don't do that.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, no. You're good.
No Morpheus.
Mm-mm.
Oh, great to know. Look at this. I know
it's tightening, but if you ever do anything later, it can build up scar tissue.
Okay.
I mean, ask your derm, ask your person, but...
Well, no, this is helpful.
There's a lot of...
I'm doing like a very gentle baby laser. I think it's called like... I can't even remember.
Clear and Brilliant?
Yes, I do Clear and Brilliant, but there's something else that is just like really good for redness because I have rosacea. So that really helps me. I'll remember.
What do you do for rosacea?
I use this Azelica cream that my dermatologist prescribed to me. It's not like... It's pretty mellow. And then Laser Genesis, that's what it is. It's like a very baby laser. I do it every month and it just keeps the redness down. And then also just like less stress. And another product I cannot live without is Kate Somerville Eradicate because I have big pores.
Oh, that's a good one.
And so I use that every day and it just like literally just like cleanses my skin so perfectly that, it's good.
What is your superpower?
My superpower is that I can hold the energy of a large group of people or really any room. And I literally like feel like I'm holding energy and I can elevate it with my intentions, with my tone, with my energy, with my desire to be of service. Like I can elevate a room.
Wow.
That's a superpower.
That is.
We ask every guest before they go, what advice would you give to your 10-year-old self?
My 10-year-old self. I would tell her that she is safe.
You're amazing.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Like it truly. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get the Gabby app.
Well, try it for free. See if you like it. DearGabby.com.
You're going to like it. The Universe Has Your Back, Super Attractor, and her latest, which is a New York Times bestseller as well, Happy Days, The Guide to Path to Trauma.
Oh, wow. You're the first person I've seen that has the new cover. Wait.
I do, yeah.
Hold that up for a second. Did you buy that or did they send it to you?
They sent it.
Okay, that's the galley.
Yeah, that's our galley. It's not out yet, right?
Wait, let me see the back of it. You have the first version of that book. I've never seen it. I don't even have one. We redid the cover. You have the paperback. The paperback is out.
I can't wait to read it.
This is the big book.
Okay, so Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace.
Yes.
Make sure and follow her at Gabby Bernstein. And one other thing, make sure to listen to your podcast, Dear Gabby.
Yeah. Excited. Well, also the other thing I want to share is that I'll get you guys an early reader copy of my 10th book is coming out on December 31st. It's called Self-Help. And the subtitle is This Is Your Chance to Change Your Life.
Oh, I love that.
It's epic. But the thing I also want to say is now that you have Happy Days, the paperback, the first version ever, the first copy ever is in your hands. That's my biggest manifesting book. And you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, oh, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. Okay, trauma. People are like, I don't want to do trauma, right? The people who actually complete that book and do that work, they're the biggest manifestors. Because when you heal what happens on the inside and you start to change the core beliefs that have held you back, that's when you become a super attractor.
I mean, that's a note to end
on.
Wow.
Can you come on back next week?
I love you guys. Well, we're going to hang out.
I've loved you for a long time.
Yeah, she's loved you for a long time. I've just started loving you. I'm so excited to love you more. Okay. You guys, don't forget to rate and review us. We're really excited. Just want to give a little shout out to Emisha and Molly for being a nominee for iHeartRadio's Best Fashion and Beauty Podcast.
Nice.
So wish us luck. And then follow us on our Substacks. We're really good at making you spend money. So you guys are awesome.
I need to have you guys on my podcast too.
Oh, we love it. We can tell you everything. Wait, you need to
buy. I want to do all the beauty. Yeah.
Oh, we can tell you everything.
This is like a whole other thing.
Microneedling.
That's literally another episode.
Microneedling?
That's another episode. I just did it. It's kind of, I'm like a little swollen. I'm a little bruised, but I'm decent right now.
Okay.
But I'll be great at the end of the week.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, Ben. Thank you so much. Thank you
guys. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.